You're listening to Space 101.1. I'm Phoebe, and this is Northwest Orbit, our local music show. This March, we are spotlighting Golda May, a talented indie pop singer-songwriter.
I'm not sad, I'm just trying not to kill you. I've been waiting the whole day for you to get out my car. It's a trap, can you feel it? We're sticking to the worst parts, not don't believe in tough love. I'm not sad, I'm just trying not to kill you. I've been waiting the whole day for you to get out. I can smell the pine, we're so close to your house. Of course the exit sign reminds you of your mom.
Golda shared her thoughts on TikTok music culture and her songwriting approach.
The way that I listen to music and pick songs to put out, I listen to them for months. And I want to make sure that they sort of like stand the test of time and like that I want to listen to them. Like that's like my biggest criteria is, do I want to listen to that song again? When I play it for my friends, do they ask for the link? Things like that. And so I think what, you know, one of the issues with sort of the TikTok music culture is it's very like fast and it comes and goes really quickly. And a lot of the songs that blew up on TikTok 3-4 years ago, no one's really listening to them now because they're just not like, they don't stand the test of time as much. And so I think as an artist right now, you have to really decide sort of who you're making music for and for what kind of timeline, right? Because a lot of those songs that went really viral, like, you know, you're not going to put it on when you're like in a bad mood or when you're sad. I mean, maybe people do. I just don't, you know, I listen to the songs that like feel like really thought out and have like worlds in them, like very complex worlds. Like Phoebe Bridgers, I think, does a really good job of just making like these beautiful, complex worlds that feel timeless. And so that's what I try to do. I do have some songs that are like have these like catchy hooks and stuff, but overall, I really, really just want to make stuff that feels not just complex, but like has a lot of depth to it. I think that's the word I'm looking for.
Beyond TikTok, Golda's music can be found in Netflix movies like A Weekend Away, as well as some high-profile TV commercials. We asked her about her experience promoting music on these different platforms.
Yeah, that's always really funny because all the YouTube comments are just like, people just put the name of the movie. So I don't know, I find those comments always make me laugh because I'm just like, they're just like, The Weekend Away. But no, it's been like a really amazing organic way for people to find me. And also I think a really like genuine way for people to find me. Like, it's not like my dad like sending a link to his boss being like, my daughter made this song, you know. It's like actually like someone like was watching a movie and was like, babe, pause, like what was that, pulls out their phone, you know. So that to me is like really, really the best way, I think. And like my goal is for my music to be in movies and TV shows more, because that's like a place where people are like in an emotionally open state. They're connecting with whatever's happening in the movie, and then they're experiencing the song in that context. And I think that that's like a really cool way for people. I've discovered so much music through movies and TV shows. And then I had this commercial with Scarlett Johansson for David Yurman. And that was really cool because that song was like a song that I would listen to a lot. I wrote it when I was in New York and I would walk around listening to it. And then it ended up getting placed in like this New York jewelry campaign. And I don't know, it just felt very like, it all just felt right. Yeah, it's really cool. And I think that the people who find me through those ways, I hope that they listen to more than just the song that brought them to, you know.
On the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on, say I'm falling behind. Can you read my mind? Can you
read my mind.
In 2020, Golda released a single called Water. She described the story behind the song.
Oh, water. So in 2018, I was sued for allegedly spilling a cup of water. I never actually spilled it, but this woman claimed I did. And it sort of ruined my life. I like lost my publishing deal because of it. I lost someone I really loved dearly in my life. I left LA. I got very, very sick, like a really crazy rash for a few months that like made me itchy. Yeah, I left. And then in retrospect, it kind of was all for the best. And when the pandemic just started, I kept having these water dreams, like tsunamis or just like a lot of, yeah, water imagery coming in. And I had a Zoom session with a writer. His name's Brian Brundage. And I just was like, you know, I just kind of want to talk about how water just keeps coming into my life to like move things. And so that's where that came from. Yeah, so we did a demo and then I sent it to my friend Harry Burr, who's like a really amazing producer, mixer. And he just like got it sounding killer. I say Harry's like my banger dude. He like always just like, we make bangers together. He like produced Under and New York and just like a lot of my like big sort of more angsty, angry, big songs. And so I put it out and then it got like playlisted by this woman at Spotify who like really loves rock. And so I was doing decently and then it sort of dropped off. And then my sync agents placed it in Weekend Away over this scene where like the final scene and the movie's about like a woman that drowns. And I don't know, it all just felt wild. And then that drove a lot of traffic to the song too. Yeah, that song is very like, I just like love yelling it. It's like, ah, why is this coming back again?
I hear water in my dream, napping at my feet, talking to me. All red shoulders in the heat, so I step into the sea, floating softly. It's trying to say something, I wanted to maybe nothing. Oh, this water keeps on showing up. By my side, these waves are twice our height in the high tide. In life, I usually despise her, but here she saves my life. I don't die. It's trying to see something, wanting to maybe nothing. This water keeps on showing up. thought I could hear. I thought I could hear. When you came to me every night, I thought I could hear.
That's it for our March spotlight of Golda May. Thank you so much for tuning in, and big thanks to Golda for coming in to chat with us. You can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Golda May, you can check out her music on Bandcamp or keep up with her on Instagram at itsgoldamay. We'll see you in April.